Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
And I'm awake because Ben Crenshaw is here. Of course, I'm knocking everything down in the studio. Not a good idea. And we're coming to you live from the Golf Club Studios on Oahu's South Shore. And the surf, I think, is coming down just a little bit. We'll have your update on that one. Let's see. We've got Michael Patrick Shields, Jeff Shackelford, Claude Brousseau, Steve Greiner, and Damon Hack. Golf Channel's Damon Hack is joining us, but first, it's going to be sunny. It's going to be breezy. It was 71 degrees about 5 o'clock this morning. Felt so good. Refreshing. Windward of Mauka, isolated showers in the morning, and then some scattered showers in the afternoon. High 81 to 86. Easterlies 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy, scattered showers. The low 69 to 74, and the easterlies are with us still. Now, if you're going to play a round of golf tomorrow, Sunday, partly cloudy, windward of Mauka, scattered showers. The leeward side, isolated showers at night. I guess that means it's not going to rain much during the day. High on Sunday, 81 to 86, and the lows 69 to 74. We're mostly sunny on the Big Island, windward, scattered showers, leeward, scattered showers in the afternoon, high 81 to 86, and the easterlies about 15 miles per hour. All right, we've got a whole lot of folks, tee times available, Volcano, Jack and Jill. They're out again today. 8:32, 9:24, and a 10:48 available for you. Makalei, 8:40, 9:16, 10:30, and the Bird Dogs are on the course. We've got one golf course that's closed for a shotgun tournament for a hula halau. That's Poipu Bay. We've got Kauai Lagoons open with an 8:50 and a 10 o'clock. Oahu, we've got, Turtle Bay has an 8:50, a 9:28, and a 10:52. And the wave riders are on the golf course. I don't know how that works, but I hope they catch a few. Hawaii Kai, 8:36 and a 9:42. Rahawaiian Golf Course, 8:30, 9:30, 11:48. Eva Beach Golf Course, 8:38, 9:20, 10:18. Tee times for you to grab. Bayview, 8:46 and a 9:18. And let's go to Maui. Gold Course at Wailea, 9:20, 9:40, 11:20. And that's where there's a TV pilot crew on the golf course, but they're shooting something. They just won't tell us what it is. That seems to be the case. A lot of filming on Kauai. Emerald Course, there's a 10 o'clock, and there's an 11:20, and there's an 11:50. Blue Course has an 8:50, and a 9:30, and a 9:50. The National Guard, they're out on the golf course today. Isn't that cool? I think it's cool. Maui Nui has a 10:56, 11:44, 11:52. The Sand Dollars, very small. Watch out for them. They're on the golf course having a wonderful time. All right, let's bring him in right now. Well, how about right after this? My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
I'm Danielle Tucker, host of The Golf Club.
Brought to you by the Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and great fun. The Aloha Section PGA. Teacher gets to play golf, the game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. In Iwilei, next to Costco Gas, and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy Maui.
The Golf Club
on 101.1.
Damon Hack, host of Golf Channel's Golf Central and Golf Channel senior writer. Before his extensive career in golf media, Damon Hack was a respected print journalist for Sports Illustrated, The New York Times, Newsday. He covered the NFL, the Knicks, the 49ers, noted for his vibrant personality. You'll see that on Golf Central. His passion for wine, his extensive background in various sports, and Damon is a dad. Indeed. Yikes, he's got three sons. They're triplets. That is so cool. Welcome into the clubhouse, Damon.
Mahalo, Danielle. It is wonderful to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm good. It's good hearing you. It's been like, don't know, 3 years since you've been on the
show.
Yeah, way too long. It's good to see you hosting Golf Channel's Golf Central and Golf Today. But I heard maybe that Golf Today is going to go away. And does that make more room or time for Golf Central?
Well, you might be breaking news to me. I think our show will still exist for 26, but we're going to be doing different things, some things on the road. In fact, we're going to be going back to Phoenix in 2026 doing a Golf Today / Golf Central combo. But we've expanded the lineup a little bit. You probably saw the press release about Chad Mumm, Smiley Kaufman, Jimmy Roberts, Gary Williams. So a lot of new fresh things happening for 2026 at Golf Channel.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I love watching Golf Central. I feel like I'm, you know, finally getting into it and getting the real picture when I haven't been able to watch or just watching a tournament doesn't really give you all of the insights that you give us. By the way, I came across this good golf guys.
Yeah.
Do you know who they are? Garrett Clarks.
Good.
Steven.
Yeah, good golf. I mean, they're very prolific on social media, YouTube. They've got a PGA Tour event coming in 2026. We've interviewed a couple of the guys, including Bubby Broders. Yeah, they are the cat's meow. They are young. They are hip. They are bringing in the young audience to the game of golf.
Wow, that's cool. The only Sean Walsh and Matt Scharf, I didn't mention them, and Steve Castaneda, Garrett Clark. Sean Walsh, he actually was in the final qualifying for the U.S. Open, so these guys can golf.
They can play. Brad Dalkey, a wonderful collegiate player who turned pro, is, you know, not chasing the PGA Tour right now. Instead, he's joined a good crew as well.
Wow.
He has a wonderful game. So, yeah, they're not just you know, young and hip and handsome. They actually can play some golf.
I like that. Young, hip, and handsome.
Like I used to be.
Yeah,
now
no, you still are. You look really good on Golf Central. It looks really you. So, Damon, when you were joined in 2012, how's that possible? How old are your boys now?
Yeah, my boys are 14.
Oh.
Years of age, which is incredible. Eighth grade, good students, good boys. Tennis is their number one sport. I get them on the golf course from time to time, a little pickup basketball, but all three play tennis, and they really enjoy it. Tennis, another great outdoor game.
Wow, that's but you do get them on the golf course every once in a while, huh?
I do, most recently at the Palm Beach Par 3 in West Palm, which is a great spot. Raymond Floyd did some design work there. There's a wonderful brunch and lunch they have on a second floor of the clubhouse. So play there a lot. Play the Ritz-Carlton Grand Lakes in Orlando, Florida, which is actually the host of the PNC. We're all trying to wait and find out if Tiger and Charlie are going to tee it up next month. We don't know that answer yet.
Oh, you know, whenever I hear it was like Tiger's going to be on the senior tour, you know, and it was like, yeah, and then Tiger's going to have another operation and he had surgery and it's like I get this uplifting, yay, we're going to see Tiger on the course again. And then we get smacked. But it would just be so cool to have him again.
It would, and I can tell you, we interviewed Miller Brady, the president of PGA Tour Champions, on Golf Today, and he said they're making preparations, doing what they can, just in case Tiger says yes. You know, he turns 50 at the end of December, spoke to Stuart Sink this past week on Golf Central. He's excited just for the possibility that Tiger would want to compete in, for example, a U.S. Senior Open. Plus, the word on the street is that he signed an endorsement deal with Insperity. And the Insperity Invitational takes place on PGA Tour Champions in the spring. So that's a potential option for seeing Tiger in 2026. Maybe that gives his body enough time to heal before then.
Is that one that you can ride the cart in?
Yes. He has the option. You know, it's so funny. He always would swear off the cart on PGA Tour, but now he's talked about embracing it. You know, he can ride a cart on the 50 and over set. And listen, I don't think any of us would mind if we can get three rounds of Tiger Woods and the quiet thought is that, can you imagine if PGA Tour champions all of a sudden starts outrating and outdrawing the PGA Tour? I wouldn't doubt it if it happens on a week when they go head-to-head.
No, I wouldn't be surprised either. I mean, I love the PGA Tour, don't get me wrong, guys. But, you know, when you've got a star like, and the way he performs, it's so singular. He's in a place that no one else has gone to yet. And it's,
Even now. I mean, look at Jack, though, how much love there was for Jack in his 40s and 50s and Arnie, you know, 94, and Oakmont. I mean, everyone wants to see their hero have one last hurrah. And maybe Tiger's was 2019 at the Masters, but, you know, we got Jack in 86 at the Masters. You just never know. These singular athletes, these singular stars, as you say, they believe they always have one more up the sleeve, and maybe Tiger does as well.
Yeah, that would be absolutely fabulous, as long as he doesn't push it and lets his body absolutely heal. Because, you know, I don't know, how many surgeries has he had?
We're talking north of 20, maybe 30 at this point. Knee and back and Achilles and just, it's been endless. Microdiscectomies and, you know, he's had the ACLs and broken legs. It's just been, the one thing that's been consistent that he talks about is he always has had his hand. Even after that car accident, he said one of the first things he asked the doctor was, you know, how are my hands? He's always felt like if he had his hands and he had that singular feel in the fingers and the touch that made Tiger Woods Tiger Woods, that he would always have a fighting chance. So even with the back issues and the leg issues and the feet issues and the ankle, he always thinks that as long as his hands are good, look out field.
Right. I like the attitude. You know, it's wonderful. I want to go to something that's really cool. And what separates Damon Hack from many television personalities, the way you, Damon, approach both sports and society. And I haven't been able to read this because I just came upon it. Your work beyond golf coverage, reimagining race in America, revealing.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Sure. I got to write this piece in the wake of the killing of George Floyd. My editors and producers wanted me to express myself as one of the few African Americans in golf. And I wrote about the times that I too had been pulled over. You know, thankfully nothing had ever risen to the point of violence, but that I'd been, you know, questioned just simply for being an African-American driving a nice car. And people were like, well, wait a second, you're on TV and you're always happy. And I am. I'm a grateful father and husband, but I also live in America, and there have been some instances, and I just felt compelled to share, not looking for pity or looking for anything, but being the truth teller and the honest person that I've always been. And I can say wholeheartedly across political stripes, people embraced me, appreciated my perspective, my honesty. And listen, I am someone who sits in that Golf Central or Golf Today desk with gratitude, thankful for the job I have, for the career I've had. But I also wanted to let people know that I've had some scary moments in my life that I'm very thankful never escalated to a point that reached violence or possibly death. But I just wanted to share my perspective, and I can say almost to a man or woman, people appreciated that. I got to do a TEDx talk about that piece that I wrote. And just being the person I've always been, which is optimistic, honest, and appreciative.
In your TEDx talk, how did you present what needs to be done for the change to come about?
Conversation, honesty, you know, putting down our arms and listening to people that we might disagree with, or listening to people who might not look like us or come from where we come from. I've traveled this world thanks to my job in golf, and at the end of the day, we're human beings, we're parents, we're husbands and wives, we're sons and daughters, and we all want safety and security and happiness, and the ability to chase our dreams. And that transcends race, that transcends economic class. And I just think if we listen more than we talk, we'd be in a better place.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. And in here in Hawaii, you know, we have so many different ethnic groups. I mean, it's like you go to school and there's here and there. It becomes just natural. And I'm not saying
we're supposed to be that. We're supposed to be this great melting pot. I mean, the United States is an experiment. It's democracy, and it's people from all backgrounds with different stories of trying to thrive and climb and succeed. And you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. That's how I've always felt.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. All right. Did you watch the World Series?
I did. I'm a Dodger fan, so to see the Dodgers win Game 6 and 7 in Toronto, I mean, Freddie Freeman and Will Smith and Mookie Betts and, of course, Shohei Ohtani, who was just named NL MVP, I'm tickled. And I understand you have Jeff Shackelford coming on the show as well. He's a Dodger fan as well, so I'm sure he'll be happy to go through any Dodger talk that you want to do.
I was just, it was like everybody said, because I didn't see the last innings, right? You've got, Danielle, we can't tell you how, it's just incredible. It is just incredible. And the defense of it all was what really, you know, it's like, wow, it was not an offensive move. You know, it was total defense, and they got him, and they got him, and the guy, sorry about that, guys. I know some of you wanted the other team to win. But, oh, Damon Hack, I hope you'll be on sooner than 3 years from now.
let's make a plan. It's great to catch up with you. I'm sorry it's been so long.
It's okay.
Mahalo. Thank you for having me, Danielle.
Thank you. Damon Hack, host of Golf Channel's Golf Central. And I'm so happy to know this, that was out of Spaceland for Danielle. Golf Today, Golf Central, and Golf Today. Aloha, Damon Hack. We'll be back right after this. Steve Greiner, PGA, joins us. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun? Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
All right. You know, you love your tools. And sometimes you've had them for a long time, and maybe, you know, it'd be time to check out something like steel. It's Aloha Power's week-long steel sale. And, you know, maybe time to retire those big box tools that you've had for 30 years. Steel is on sale up to 25% off riding and walking mowers and chainsaws and whackers and trimmers and a whole lot more. Of course, there's service and parts and accessories for every rider. From home to commercial sized, mow it, blow it, bag it, and you are done. There's no, you know, your back needs to be taken care of. Yeah, think of Tiger. Get what you need at Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Steve Greiner, PGA, the 2016 National Patriot Award recipient and creator of PGA Best Practices Golf Programs used by all Wounded Warrior programs. The Links to Freedom Golf Foundation was formed to implement Wounded Warrior and Disabled Veteran Rehabilitative Golf Programs at military and civilian golf facilities nationwide. Steve Greiner, PGA, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
Good. You know, and how many of you guys got together to form Links to Freedom?
Well, you know, the Links to Freedom program evolved out of a program I started after 9/11, the U.S. Army Wounded Warrior Golf Program. However, there were some challenges with government rules and regulations. So my team, and I had a lot of volunteers, 10 or 15, and then many of the wounded, ill, and injured as well, helped me form Links to Freedom, I guess about 11 years ago now, so that we could raise money and grow. And that worked beautifully because now the original Belvoir program is flourishing, but we also have programs at Fort Bragg, Fort Bliss, Miramar in California, Fort Sam Houston, and Andrews Air Force Base in D.C. So that's kind of the quick history of how Links to Freedom came to be.
Wow, that's cool. I've got a couple of quotes here. I believe the golf program got me out of the barracks, around people, and socializing a bit. Another one said, for the first time since being injured, my son is not afraid of me or me of him. Those are some powerful words. Particularly for the first time since being injured, my son's not afraid of me or me of him.
Yes, golf. When I started, I was just trying to be, you know, part of the solution to people being deployed as it relates to 9/11. But I realized quickly how powerful golf can be as a tool. And among its many benefits, which I've learned over the years, probably the number one benefit, it helps families because they're all in it together. You're a military mom. You know service affects the whole family. Mm-hmm. And the it sort of helps family rebond, if that's a word, but reconnect. It also has helped a lot with post-traumatic stress, which leads to depression and a lot of the suicide you hear about. And then there's many other benefits, but really at its core, golf can be a great support group to help families reconnect and to help military service members deal with depression and even suicidal thoughts and drug abuse, alcohol, and all that goes with it.
Yeah. Particularly if you've lost a limb, or been wounded and it's somehow impacting your ability to socialize. My son spent, 18 months in Iraq during the war time of that. And I can't imagine, from what I hear from other people, with not having those kinds of intense experiences, you can't get the vision, you can't get the pictures out of your mind. They're just always there, the pictures that your mind takes of what you're seeing, you know, and then being able to somehow deal with that. I suppose that's part of what you do, is helping wounded warriors figure out how to get through it all with those images.
Yeah, they've kind of formed within thousands, probably close to 5,000 have gone through our Army program, which turned into Links to Freedom. But of that 5,000, there's about 25% that have really, so we're talking a lot of people that have really embraced the game. And now they're setting goals. Some have moved on to golf competition. What we're really trying to do, and what we're really trying to help them with, is to get the independence and to get back to living the life they would have led if they had not had this severe or serious injury or illness. So we're trying to give them back the freedom to live life the way they would have. And it's challenging because you have to be willing to coach and mentor and support really for a lifetime, because some of those horrible things that are in their mind when they go to sleep at night, you know, and losing a limb or a traumatic brain injury, mm-hmm. you know, that's never actually going to completely go away. What they're really doing is coping with it long term. And golf is a great sport. Many of us will say golf's the sport of a lifetime in a beautiful setting. And that's really what it's going to take. And many past wars like Vietnam, they didn't get programs like what we do at Links to Freedom. And some of the suicides you hear about are actually from, you know, things like Vietnam years ago, you know, just getting worn out by trying to cope long term with the stuff that I can only imagine military people don't like to talk about. And no. I didn't actually serve. My career has been serving in a support way. But I do have an idea from getting to know people who have been through. No one should ever have to go through what they've been through, but they did. And so we're here to support them for as long as needed.
It's excellent. Mission Hills Country Club, Rancho Mirage, California. Links to Freedom is part of their annual charity classic, and that's on November 20th. That's, I think, next Saturday. Is that next Saturday?
Yep, that's coming up soon. Last week, we had our, you know, because we just passed Veterans Day, so
right.
Best wishes to you and your son and your family.
And to you.
With Veterans Day. But we had an event at Winchester, which is really emotional. And what's just exciting for me, for example, the person who sung the national anthem went through our program. He actually sung the national anthem at a Major League Baseball game. The person who did the old flag ceremony, which people could see on our website, linkstofreedom.org, is just incredible. And he had trouble speaking as a result of his military injury and illness. And now he's doing the old flag ceremony, wow. which brings tears to your eyes. So he did that at Winchester. It was the Veterans Day event, and we almost raised close to $100,000.
Wow, that is so very cool. So you developed something called the Hero Model, a 4-part program. Is that the one?
Yes, that's what we call our program. It's sort of the steps that we follow to help them. You know, this is the epitome golf. The PGA or the long-term golf instructors, they all know that you really, everyone's an individual. You have to screen them, interview them, find out what they can and can't do, what's happened in their past. Well, in order to teach them properly and to give them a plan, well, this is the epitome of that. And so Everyone is really different. A lot of traumatic brain injury. There is loss of limbs, but the Iraq-Afghanistan wars created a lot of traumatic brain injury. I take it their equipment is better, but nothing can really stop the brain being affected by IED explosions and other explosions. So everyone is very unique. And then you have to go follow those steps, do a lot of screening, a lot of questions. We do have access to their therapist, their physical therapist. We like to feel like we're an extension of their therapy that they have with their medical team, because we're golf pros, not doctors. And we create a program, and we try to create a program for each person that's long-term, as I talked about earlier.
Yeah, this is, I was just going through all the things that are coming up, or had just happened. October 4th, you had the Springfield Golf and Country Club doing the Links to Freedom Cup, and the 2021 Byron Nelson Pro-Am benefiting Links to Freedom money raised. Of course, that was quite some time ago. Program, there are 9 programs in 7 states with the Army still headquartered at Belvoir. That's where the original, as you mentioned earlier. And then there's the big event with Nancy Lopez at Arlington Cemetery. Is that going to, is that the one that just happened at Winchester Country Club?
Yeah, that happened already. Nancy Lopez, well, you don't have to tell this audience, but, you know, she is just spectacular. She has helped us. That we did have that very emotional, the women's, now I have to think of the exact name, but the Women's Veterans Museum actually is at Arlington Cemetery. And, it, you know, for anyone who's been to Arlington Cemetery, it's just, you know, amazing, breathtaking, so stunning, the beauty, but the history, and then, of course, the stories that go into that history are oftentimes heartbreaking. And we did a ceremony with her there that was incredible. And she's had a great effect on helping our wounded, ill, and injured. And I know she does a lot with the Folds of Honor, which has done a lot in creating funding for the wounded, ill, and injured and killed in actions children so that they can go to school.
The Veterans Event at Mission Hills, November 19th, assisting Wells Fargo Championship in D.C. with military presence. So much is done by you folks, and I understand that there is a way for anyone who's listening who'd like to contribute to what you're doing. Is there, that there's a way to do that?
There is. Pretty simple. Like most golf pros, I have a person that handles social media and the website for me because, you know, I'm now a senior PGA professional and some of this technology is a little intimidating.
But we
are on Facebook and Instagram, Links to Freedom. It's links like golf links, L-I-N-K-S-T-O to freedom, links to freedom, all one word, .org. Sometimes people get that a little wrong. So linkstofreedom.org, you can find us on all social media, and we have a website, linkstofreedom.org, and the ability to get involved, whether it's a donation or to volunteer, all that information is on those media.
Fantastic. Steve Greiner, PGA 2016 National Patriot Award recipient, creator of PGA Best Practices Golf Program that's used by all Wounded Warrior programs. Thank you so much. And the founder of Links to Freedom, thank you so much for all you do, Steve, and we'll talk again soon.
Well, thank you, Danielle. And you know that you're special being a military mom. And thank you for all you do for the military and for PGA members.
Thank you. We'll be back. Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Director of Player Development at Waialea Golf Academy, is going to try to teach us. We just have to listen and let all the stuff that we think we know go. I should say I. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Director of Player Development at Waialea Golf Academy at Waialea Golf Club on Maui. He's author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game, creator of Virtual Golf Academy, Virtual Golf Academy TV, and your PGA Master lead coach. Claude is available to you 24/7. On your smartphone or your other devices, subtitled videos. So much fun because you're going to learn from a master. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Ranked number one from 2019 through 2025, best teachers in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest. Still on the list, 2026 to 2027, best teachers in every state by Golf Digest. Golf Magazine, 2026-2027, teachers to watch. Golf Instruction's Rising Stars just received this award November 1st on this year. Only teacher in the state of Hawaii to be selected on the list. There are 52 teachers to watch. Now, we're going to get some lessons from Claude Brousseau right here, right now. So there's three strikes in baseball and four strikes in golf. What do you mean by that, Claude?
This is my opening line, Daniel, to make sure people pay attention. So what I mean by that is, you see, when the golfer misses a shot, they have a tendency to blame the mechanics of their swing first. But before they swing, there is four items or things that they need to do very well. And I like to use the acronym BPGA. PGA, Professional Golfer Association, BPGA. The B stands for ball position when you start the shot. The P, posture, how you place yourself, your body. Grip, how you put your hands on the club. And aim, because golf is a target game. So you got your four possibility to have strike four, meaning that if you're not executing those four things, ball position, posture, grip, and aim correctly, your brain and body will go in compensation mode to put the ball where you want it to go. So that's what I mean, strike four. Most of the golfer, they're not very efficient with, let's say, where the ball position should be. Their posture is just so-so. The grip is, I will call that, not very functional. And they aim 40 yards off their target, and now they swing and hope the ball will go where they want it to go. So that's why I call that strike four.
Yeah.
Those four elements, if and the good news about those four, Danielle, is that the golfers control them 100%.
Yeah. It's all us. That's probably one of the biggest problems. We
yes.
know it's us.
And then the second good news
yes.
is that you do not need to be a super athlete to do BPGA correctly. You need to pay attention to it. And then many golfers are surprised when I tell them that 90% of the shots in golf are missed before they even swing the club. So they say, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
But I say, you're not aiming where you think you're aiming. Your ball position, let's say as an example, is either too far or too forward in your stance. Your grip is totally non-functional. You will close the face just because of the grip you have. And your posture is not athletic. Good luck from there.
My goodness. I'm failing all around. So let's go to quick tips to play better golf. So what are we going to do about all those four things that we're doing so terribly wrong? You've got to give us some tips.
Yes, yes. So good tip is you need to have a coach that help you to make sure you get your fundamentals, four items before you swing,
okay.
helping you that they are in order.
Okay.
Now, quick tip to play better golf. Let's go with forget thinking, and you need to start trusting.
Okay.
What I mean by that is you need a physical signal or a cue to induce the performance. As an example, let's say many golfers rush at the transition from the backswing to the downswing, okay? So they don't complete the backswing, and they rush to do the downswing. So one thing I did this week with one golfer and helped him a lot, and I said, okay, here's how you need. You cannot just say, oh, I need to make a pause at the top. That's not enough. You have a physical cue to trigger the performance. So I told him, you need to count loud, not just in your head, not too loud to disturb other people, obviously, but on the practice when you would count 1, 2, 3. So the two will give, it will be at the transition from the backswing to the forward swing.
Uh-huh.
So that's a good way to make sure that you got your cue to go and perform at the ball.
Excellent. So it sometimes we don't know if we're going fast enough in the backswing or in the downswing. You know, we think we have to speed through it.
What happened is that golfer, when they say, oh, let's say they miss a shot, oh, I swing too fast. Nobody swing too fast at the ball. Where they go too fast, Danielle, is the transition. Another example I like to give people with helping them with that transition at the move, I say, imagine you driving a stick truck or car, you backing up the driveway, and then now you want to go forward. but there is neutral between reverse and drive, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when you backswing, at the top of your backswing, you need that neutral to change the direction. You cannot just go back and jerk from backswing to forward swing.
I see what you mean. Okay. Well, so it's smooth, a smooth transition from
Correct.
Instead
one,
of
one of the, another example, because you know everybody learns differently. Daniel, pretty good golfer named Jack.
No, Nicholas, yeah.
By the way,
yes.
Okay, to help him at the transition, what he said is he want the speed, I will call that he's starting his backswing. Okay, he pay attention to that, but he want the same speed to start the downswing.
Yes.
So that could make sense for some of your listener and golfer there.
Yeah.
The key is the golfer, they have to discover with the help of a PGA and LPGA pro coach what makes sense to them and something that resonates and they are able to do it on demand.
Excellent.
Now, let's say you feel that neutral or, you know, counting two. Then that's on your practice swing, obviously. Now, I ask golfer, do you think you will forget that cue in the next 3 seconds that it takes to go and play the shot? They say, no, Claude, I won't forget it. So I said, you don't need to remind yourself thinking about it because you have it in your body.
So yeah, is that part of tricking your brain?
But tricking your brain is part of that too, but tricking your brain, it's this one. I had a gentleman this week also. So we get on 13, it was on the course, and he just flushed that drive. I mean, really good drive. Then we get to the next tee and completely missed the drive. So I told him, okay, the brain doesn't know if you are on 13 or 15. So you need to trick your brain. If you do a good drive on, let's say, like he did on 13, I said, the next time you are in a tee box, anywhere in the world, any hole, when you got your driver, what you want to have in your brain, trick your brain, is you remember the feeling of that good drive that you did on 13. Oh, he said, wow, that makes sense. So we get on 18. I just told him, we're on 13, aren't we? And you just flush it down the road. Perfect. Down the middle.
That's nice. So
that's why I call that tricking your brain.
I see.
It's not going technical or thinking too much.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I like the idea of food for thought. Give us the food for thought.
Okay. So I like this one. Question yourself, yes, but don't doubt yourself. There is a big difference there. This quote is from Charmaine Wilkerson, but you have to question yourself, but not doubting yourself. I think I like this one. The other one is present is not about being calm or detached. It's about attention, the ability to give everything you have on the next play, the next shot, or the next conversation. So this is a performance sports psychologist, Dr. Brett McCabe, that trained a lot of, he's been around a lot of good athletes and coaches in different sports. So I like that one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like the idea of not doubting yourself. But it's like beginners tend to do that more maybe than others. Your thoughts? What do we do?
I will say yes, because they don't have enough experience of good shots. Then the brain is going on, oh, I will miss it.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a bank of a few good shots, the tendency will be doubting that. But it comes back to tricking your brain, even as a beginner, Daniel. Mm-hmm. Instead of thinking, oh, I don't want to go in the water, it's I want to put the ball on the green or in the fairway. I like to use example. Nobody, even if you're a beginner, Danielle, let's say you're a beginner at free throw shooting in basketball. if you're at the true, at the line, you may be doubtful a little bit, but you don't throw the ball for not missing the basket, do you?
No.
You don't do that.
Right.
No athletes do that. But golfer, their first reflex is, oh, I don't want to go in the bunker, or I don't want to go in the water.
Right.
So that doesn't help them.
Right. Okay. So that's a lot of times I think I've got, I think I've done a really good job swinging the club, but then I miss the ball. It's like, oh yeah, I've got this. It's like I just jinxed myself. So those days may happen to more than just my world, right?
Absolutely, Danielle. you have to also, like beginners, need to realize that they are more on the learning stage of it more than in the performing. And I always remember, try to help golfer to understand missing shot is part of playing golf.
Yeah.
You just don't want your misses be too bad. Like not touching the ball, that's pretty tough to make the ball go forward if you do that. But let's see, if the ball goes more right than left that you anticipated, you have to understand that's part of playing golf.
I was talking with Damon Hack earlier in the show, and we were talking about Tiger Woods a bit and, all the different surgeries and injuries that he's had to deal with. Damon said that, Tiger's always thought that if his hands are okay, then he'll be able to play the game, regardless of all of the stuff that's gone on to the rest of your body. So the hands, are so important to him. Do we give our hands not enough attention?
I will agree on that, Danielle. I will agree on that. And then it's interesting because to go with Damon on that, I did a couple morning drive with him. He's a great gentleman and knows this stuff a lot. But yes, most of the golfers don't pay enough attention to their hands because hands control club face. Now, Tiger, that's empty, because every golfer is different also, Danielle. So Tiger feel the shot, prepare the shot in his hands. Other golfers like to see the ball flying, but Tiger doesn't see the ball. He says, I don't want to see the ball. I want to feel the shot in my hands. So, yes, it's important. Hands is the only contact between the golfer and the club. Golfers should pay more attention to what they do with their hands, yes.
Yeah, all right. It's kind of like, shooting a free throw. It's your hands. How they throw and release, it's
so, absolutely.
So yeah, we need
going,
to
going back to that.
Yes,
I always ask the golfer, okay, what is your intention when you swing the club, hitting the ball or hitting the target? Well, most of the golfers say hitting the ball. Well, I say delete. This game is not about hitting the ball; it's about hitting the target.
Yes.
So, using the same analogy you just said. And then I will give them a ball, and I will say, throw me the ball. We throw the ball to each other 3-4 times, and I ask them, what are you thinking about the ball now? They say, no. But I say, do the same thing with the golf. Because, like you just said, if you play basketball and you throw the ball in the basket, do you really think about the ball? No. Your mind is on the hoop.
It should be.
Yes, you will play better than if you think about the ball or how much degree you need to bend your elbow and do you jump with your feet 2.6 inches in the air or should you jump 10.12?
So we make this complicated, huh?
Yes, too complicated, Danielle.
Yes, all right. Oh, that's something to really put in your mind there. I was talking about the V1 golf app that you have,
yes.
Introducing you. It's free. It's free?
Yes, the V1 app golf is free. So people just go on the app store, download it, and then they're able to watch videos. Many of my videos are there. If they want, there is premium series where I got one who they have 8 videos, the other one they got 16. that is for $14.99 if they want to. And then they can also watch Model of the Swing. It's a great app. And then the beauty of it is anywhere in the world you are, if you want Claude expertise or, you know, lesson with Claude, you send me your video, analyze it, then make comments and send you video that I produce in my library of drills that will be specific to what you need.
Wow. I didn't Claude even know you do all that. Claude Rousseau, no. You're amazing. Thank you so much, our PGA master, Claude Rousseau, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf Club on Maui. Thank you for, you know, taking us through our mind, and hopefully we'll walk out going, yeah. Yeah, let's put the body in motion and tell the mind to shut up.
Yeah, I like it, Danielle. Thank you so very much to have me as a guest on your show.
Absolutely, you're always a pleasure. Aloha. We're going to come back. Yes, we have Jeff Shackelford with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
You're amazing. It's Aloha Power's week-long steel sale. And because you're so amazing, it's time for you to check them out. Go to Aloha Power. Check out the steel sale. Because, you know, you might be able to supplement what you already have with something that you didn't even know that you could use or need. And you go, wow, there's something I could really use. And maybe the tools that you're using aren't quite what they used to be. You know, no harm in checking it out. Riding and walking mowers and chainsaws and whackers and trimmers and a whole lot more, all waiting for you to check out Aloha Power. Okay, we have service and we've got parts and we've got accessories for every rider. From home to commercial sized, you mow it and then you use that blower and you blow it and then you bag it and you're done. And your back doesn't hurt. Get what you need. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, or in Waipahu.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Aiea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Jeff Shackelford, contributing writer to Golf World, contributing editor to Golf Digest, author of 11 books, including The Future of Golf, How Golf Lost Its Way, and How to Get It Back, or Grounds for Golf, The History and Fundamentals of Golf Course Design, or Alistair McKenley's Cypress Point Club, or The Golden Age of Golf Design, or The Good Doctor Returns. It's a novel. He wrote in the LA Times, Sports Illustrated, Golf Magazine, Lynx, The Golfer, Golf Web, Golf Journal, rest in peace, as he said, The Master's Journal, Golf Course Architecture, Golf Architecture. My goodness, the list is so long. He co-designed the Rustic Canyon Golf Course. That's Rustic Canyon Golf Course, co-designed it, collaboration with Gil Hans. Hans, of course, is the architect who did the 2016 Olympic course in Brazil. He's got a non-golf Really? You haven't not? Welcome into the clubhouse. We haven't talked in a while. Jeff Shackelford.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Good. I just love reading the intro. You're
this reminds me of all the places I used to write for that are either gone or that have, do what they do, which is lay off writers.
Yes. Yes. Well, see, today you are your own boss.
That's correct. The quadrilateral is a lot more fun to do.
Yes. Quadrilateral is the name of his publication. Once a week, it comes out for you to enjoy. And I mean, really, because, you know, Jeff, you are a splendid writer. I love reading what you're... Sometimes it's like this. It seems like the game of golf is getting some good ratings. This is one of the articles in Quadrilateral, okay? So talk to us about why it seems like the game of golf is getting some good ratings.
Yeah, well, we had a couple things happen. We just had a good year in general, good quality tournaments. But, Nielsen changed how they count things. And this was warned by Jay Monahan and some other people. They warned us we're going to see a jump because of the new metrics, and they were right. Other sports have seen the same thing, so a lot of people might poo-poo that and say, well, that's no big deal. But I think in the kind of fractured world we live in terms of how difficult it is to find things, and some people are on cable still and some are cord cutters and some don't watch at all that stuff. I think any sustaining of ratings or going up is pretty fantastic news for the sport. And yes. I think it's all the more amazing given how long a telecast is on the air and often how boring it is. We've just seen baseball really see some nice bumps in the numbers, and not just the playoffs, but in attendance and in local viewership, where they haven't lost their local cable sports network. And it's a product of speeding up the game. There's just no doubt about it. They've just made it a better, I hate to use the product word, product to watch. And so golf is really lucky to have what it's seen happen with the numbers, despite doing absolutely nothing to speed things up. And in fact, rounds and days at events are just ridiculously long, and nobody's really trying to speed it up, and it's pathetic.
See, he kind of writes the way he speaks, which is wonderful. It's pathetic. I like this one. Quote, the long overdue big data and panel refinement for audience measurement saw nice upticks when stars aligned or the USA wasn't getting smacked around on home soil while losers hurled obscenities at the visitors.
Yeah, the ratings were a little down in the writer's house. But you got to have some fun with this stuff, Danielle.
Yes, you do.
And even that one wasn't too bad of a rating. Again, they're on so many hours, and the U.S. was losing, so it's not a surprise that people went, okay, I don't need to watch this.
I bet the ratings were really good in Great Britain and Ireland.
They had record numbers. They did, even though it was on late at night.
Yes. So in another item in Quadrilateral, the McElroy Award. I went, the what? The McElroy Award? What? He's getting another award? What is this?
No. The European Tour, the DP World Tour now, has several awards that they've named after great players. And they have just decided with Rory, and some people are a little uncomfortable with this. I don't know why. It's just an award. But they will give this annually to the European tour member, and I'm sorry, I'm just going to keep calling it that.
Sure.
who plays best in the majors, and I think it's a really nice thing to recognize, and Rory agreed to go to lend his name to it and to give the award and not be eligible for the remainder of his career. And let's face it, he's, it's only a few more years where he's really in this window where he's probably going to be eligible. So I think it's a nice recognition, and we don't really recognize enough what play is like and how incredible it is to just make the four cuts in the majors and then to be, you know, under par or whatever it is. We, you know, at the end of the year, we do recognize, as some of us, and there is an award out there that's kind of in need of a sponsor, frankly, because it's a great award that recognizes play in the big four, because it's and the LPGA actually does a better job with this with the Rolex Award. Which they or the Annika, excuse me, but Rolex is involved, and they recognize the play in the majors, and I think that's fantastic. So I think it's a nice thing that Rory did.
Yeah, and he said you quote him here in the Quadrilateral. It's a big honor. I'm so used to trying to play for the Seve Award. For the Harry Vardon, I think for me to have an award seems pretty early, but it's very cool.
Well, and it also was a special occasion, Mark, this. It was his winning of the career slam that really was the reason they wanted to do this. So I think it's fantastic. And it's also interesting how he's showing, or he's at least making an effort to try to get back a little more to the DP World Tour. I think he's recognized that he really loves Europe, and that a big part of his legacy should be making sure that it remains a great, healthy tour.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The older we get, the more we see the importance of where we came from. Okay. Yep. Old course changes. Now, the old course is changing. This kind of makes me feel very uncomfortable for some reason. And I bet you want to be there. Don't you want to be in the middle of all that?
No, I'm fine watching from afar, because I probably would get a little annoyed. They're doing some things, adding some tees and adding some bunkers in advance of the next Open Championship. It's you know, it's a little surprising, but most of it seems to be carried out with a sensitivity to what the old course means. But it's still jarring to see big earth-moving equipment out there on a place that's been around for centuries.
Exactly.
And, so we'll see how it comes out. But it's kind of a sign of the times, and we'll see if it helps the course play better, or you know, the last time, Danielle, the Open was there, the first day, the late groups took almost 6 hours and 40 minutes to get around. So I don't know if this will help that or not.
6 hours. God.
40 minutes. Yeah.
Sorry.
Dark in Scotland in the middle of summer. It's hard to do that, to not finish a round, but they almost didn't.
By the way, on the, you know, in the part of Quadrilateral, old course changes announced last month. What's Deep Bunker? Took a stroll around the links. Who's Deep Bunker?
Oh, I'm just protecting my sources, Danielle, and a little homage to Deep Throat of Watergate fame.
Yes, of course.
Childish humor.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I think it's it's fun. All right, so then Wyndham Clark, his lousy 2025 season that included a public tantrum. You just really get right to the meat of things, don't you?
Well, it was. I mean, he's throwing clubs, and he hit a marshal at the PGA. It was a public tantrum. That's no other way to put it.
Hey, what did he say? He said, what happened at the U.S. Open was the kick in the face to say, his own face, by the way, hey, wake up. Let's get back to who I am. What do you think he became, the monster?
Well, he was really humiliated by more by the incident at the U.S. Open, where he damaged one of the historic old ancient lockers. And I guess this is his way of sort of acknowledging finally that was unacceptable. It's been a challenge. He's said it should be a private matter and all these other excuses, and instead of owning up to it. And it's made, you know, Oakmont's very unhappy about it, as they should be. Mm-hmm. And it's embarrassing, really, for somebody who just won a U.S. Open a couple of years ago to be out there on the course behaving the way he has been. So I hope he's turning it around. And look, I love a good temper tantrum. as much as anybody. We know how infuriating the game can be, but
yes.
but when you start hurling clubs and that could hurt somebody, and he's had a few incidents with that, and then you're damaging property. Yeah, like I mean, athletes do things to lockers all the time, but Oakmont's a little different. It's very historic. And you're a guest there, and if anybody else did that, of course, they'd be permanently banned from the property, which reportedly he is. So, it's just time to grow up.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out what the unexpected locker room renovation for Oakmont was, and now I understand the unexpected.
Yes. And they tried to keep that secret, but it got out because the club was unhappy and wanted that known. And it's hard to understand sometimes. Look, I mean, it's a tough game, but when you have millions in the bank after playing really well, it's you normally don't see a player go in this direction.
Yeah, chew on your hand. Leave everybody else alone.
Something. All right, get a punching bag and some boxing gloves
there
or
you
something.
Go.
Don't take it out on lockers that have been around for 100 years and have a lot of character, and people would give limbs to be able to play the course, much less go in the locker room and soak up the history.
Agreed. Now, before we go back to Rory, after winning the career Grand Slam, he had a conversation that you included in this week's Quadrilateral. How do people get Quadrilateral?
Oh, just try to type that word on the, on the Google machine, and it'll come up pretty quickly. Golf and Quadrilateral, or my name, and it's on Substack. It's generally pretty easy to find with all the search engines, and it's free. And then there's a paid tier with, I give about 2/3 of it away usually every day whenever I file. And if you want to make a contribution, there's that option too.
Far out. It's Quadrilateral. You know, if I would say it correctly, it'd be easy to spell.
It's a good voice warm-up exercise, Danielle. You know, it gets the lips moving. It's very handy for that.
Thank you. Where in the world did you think that Quadrilateral would be a really good name for your column?
Well, it's named after, and I wrote a piece in October about this because it's the 95th anniversary of what was deemed the impregnable quadrilateral, Bobby Jones's Grand Slam. And that was a guy named George Trevor of the New York Sun came up with that. But then Grantland Rice and O.B. Keeler both, instead of using Grand Slam, they often reverted and called it that, which was pretty cool at the time. Although Grand Slam ended up obviously being a bigger, and I believe that was coined. That was coined by Grantland Rice, and that's the one we end up using both in tennis and golf. But it's interesting. At the time, they were really tickled by the impregnable quadrilateral.
Okay.
It has there's a whole thing. There's a whole war element to it. It's a long story.
It's a long story.
Anyway,
one day you're. The point is,
I'm wanting to cover the majors, the big four, and
yes. Yes.
And the Grand Slam newsletter just didn't have the same punch.
No, I get it. All right, and I really like Rory McIlroy after winning the career Grand Slam. Speaking of, you know, Grand Slams, he said, "I have a clear head, and I'm out of all the political stuff in golf, basically. And I can just focus on playing and playing where I want to and making myself competitively happy by playing in the tournaments that I want to play." Yeah. So there.
Well, he's earned that right. And I think we'll see him probably surprise people with some of his choices the next few years. But I think he is old and wise enough to realize that at this point, it's about the majors. And seeing the world, and he enjoys seeing the world as much as he can. And I think we're going to see him play some unusual places. And, of course, one of those coming up is the Australian Open at Royal Melbourne. He's going to appear in the next 2 years in Australia, thanks to a nice appearance fee and his desire to play in different parts of the world.
That's great. I love it. And I really enjoy talking with you, Jeff Shackelford, contributing writer to Golf World at one time and to, you know, editor to Golf Digest. You have an incredible history and author of 11 books. Which one of them should we pick up right away of your books?
My most recent is the only one that's available technically in print, Golf Architecture for Normal People. And next year, my Grounds for Golf, which is a more of a real primer on golf course design, is coming back out. So those are the ones to keep an eye on for if you're into golf course design.
Well, and, you know, a lot of people are because they want to figure out how do I play that huggle?
And the most recent one really gets more into some ways to try to shave a few strokes off by better understanding the course, which is something that I'm really excited to see how many people are interested in architecture these days, because it's a great part of the being a golfer.
Absolutely. And Quadrilateral is where you've got to find Jeff Shackelford and enjoy his writing. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
All right. Thank you, Daniel.
Aloha. All right. We're going to come back. Michael Patrick Shields, my travel guru extraordinaire. Goodness knows where he's going next or what he's going to do. I didn't get a chance to talk to Jeff about Kenyatta, the book about the racing legend, Zenyatta, beautiful thoroughbred. I will learn to speak after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club, KORL, Waianae, Honolulu.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Michael Patrick Shields, my travel guru extraordinaire. Michael Patrick Shields, home-based in Beverly Hills, Hollywood insider, but that's not good enough anymore. No, this is Mr. Hollywood, Michael Patrick Shields. Yes, he has probably more roles. You're going to see him everywhere on the screen. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mr. Hollywood.
Aloha from the atmospheric river of rain here in Hollywood today. We're going to get it all week.
And, oh, no. Really?
Yeah, it would be better to be in Maui today, I would think.
Oh, yeah. We've been getting a lot of rain, not torrential rain. It sounds like you're getting torrential rain.
Yeah, I can't even see the ocean, and that's a rough day for MPS.
Wow. So did you?
It's all right, though. I have to lay low because this is going to be one of the biggest party weeks of the world history at Las Vegas this week because the Formula One race is here, and the flying circus of champagne and race car drivers from around the world are coming to the Strip, and I'm going to be broadcasting from the F1 race from a hotel called The D downtown, which is also in partnership with Circa, which is the big anchor hotel downtown there now, and there are events all over the place, really, really special stuff, including Massimo Bottura from Italy, his Cavallina restaurant, which is at Ferrari headquarters in Maranello, is taking over Le Cirque at Bellagio. And on top of the roof at Bellagio on Saturday, their fountain club is going to have what can best be described as the, summit meeting of the world's greatest chefs.
Wow.
Wolfgang Puck, Jose Andreas, John George, Michael Mina, Mario Carbone, David Chang, they're all going to be there overlooking the race course, overlooking the Strip at the Fountain Club, and lifting a glass of champagne. And so I'm going to be there with all those beautiful chefs. And the F1 Arcade is opening up at the Caesars Forum Shops, where you can get inside a simulator and see what it's like. And this is going to be there all year round. So if you can't make the race, you can come there and feel like you're in the race.
Wow.
And then Romain Grosjean, we're going to meet over at Resorts World, where he's going to have a special VIP event with his Garage 28. But anyone who wants to come to any of those events is certainly welcome to do it.
All right. For everybody who went, what did he say? There's what in Las Vegas? What is going on in Vegas? You know, because we have a whole bunch of folks who just love to take any opportunity to fly to Vegas because there are so many lovely casinos there that they can enjoy. But now we've got a Formula One race in the middle of Las Vegas.
Yep, this is the third year they're doing it, and it gets better and better every year. And so you get to see those race cars go right down the Strip and right through those casinos that you're talking about.
Wow.
The race is actually Saturday, but the events are all week, as you can hear, and it takes a week to celebrate this kind of fun. These, you know, are cars that you would see in Monaco and glamorous spots all over the world, Abu Dhabi, etc., Italy, for instance. But, yeah, they're coming to Las Vegas.
This is the real deal.
Races and,
the real
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, this is the real Formula One, and they don't go in a circle. They go on a city course in some of the places, and Las Vegas is one of them. Monaco, of course, the most famous for the Monte Carlo Grand Prix. But USA has Texas and Miami and Las Vegas. And so this is the last one of the year.
Wow, I didn't know there were three. Wow. So when are you going to Vegas?
I'd go today if they let me, but it's Wednesday that all the festivities get started.
Okay.
And everything that you've ever heard about, you know, this is glamorous.
Yeah.
Women, exciting tuxedoed men and champagne and danger and all the excitement.
And
of it,
danger.
Right? As if Las Vegas needs any more of that. They're going to get it this week.
Next thing you know, you'll tell me the running of the bulls is going to follow the Formula One cars.
It is a world event just like that. And, you know, to bring it to golf, which we always try to do, I noticed, Danielle, this week, the list of the five most expensive golf courses in America, and that means in the world, really. And two of them are in Las Vegas, Shadow Creek.
Yes.
$1,250 to play that course.
$1,250?
The win is at $600. Imagine if you're a whale and you gamble a lot, you can probably get around those green fees. Or maybe that's the way you get to pay those green fees. But how about that? $1,250 for 18 holes.
I was thinking of a real whale when you said that.
Well, see, you're surrounded by them, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, that's casino talk.
That's casino talk. I know. I just, you know, I went slap my face. But after running of the bulls, you know, that was on my mind. And then whales. And I went, really? Whales are coming to Vegas, too? Wow, this is getting good. Hey, why aren't you taking me on that oceanic cruise that you're going on from Miami?
That's so terrible. I'm such a brat.
You are
I'm
such
going
a brat.
To Miami after Thanksgiving, I'm going to Miami to step on the new Allura, which is one of Oceania's ships, and we're going to do 3 or 4 nights out at sea and experience all that and come back to Miami where, you know, you got to get your land legs again, so I'll stay at Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel or Lowe's Coral Gables, get accustomed to the dry land again after 4 days on the high seas. But I have been on Oceania once in the past, and it does not disappoint. It's like a it's like an explorer's club because everybody on that ship has been all over the world, because if you're going to sail on Oceania, you're dedicated to experiences and you're dedicated to travel. So you can hang around by the pool and get all the travel stories you want.
I can't imagine, you know, when you've reached that time, you'll never reach that time where you say, I'm not going to travel anymore. I'm tired of those planes and those ships and those trains. Huh?
No. You're right. Just because it's in my blood. And sometimes travel can mean taking a walk. And you'd be surprised. You know, if you walk around where you live, if you've never done it, especially in the urban areas, you'll find things that you've never noticed before, driving past them every single day. So if you keep your eyes and your heart open and your spirit open, everything is a travel adventure.
There you go. You don't have to go to Las Vegas and watch the Formula One and those gorgeous women in their fabulous outfits and the tuxedoed guys and all that. And you don't have to go on the Oceania on the cruise that I'm taking without you, Danielle. No, you can just kind of walk around the block.
The problem is if you come, Rick has to come.
Oh.
And then what am I going to do?
Okay. All right, well, I guess I'm not going. Oh, do you think this? Do you think the celebrity chefs are going to, you know, I know they want to drive those cars, don't you think?
Yeah, Bottura Massimo in Italy there took me through his garage. He's got a whole collection of Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Ducatis, and he fired them all up for me. It's a beautiful man, and I know Wolfgang also loves the speed.
Yeah, we're just going to go get in trouble. Meanwhile, how many, you know, movies are you featured in now?
I just did a soap opera this week where I get a drink thrown in my face by a woman. And that's only the second time in my life it's happened. The first time was real. Second time was acting. And it was great fun. She turned out to be a pretty famous Italian actress. And she got to splash me right in the face.
Yeah. Well, we're going to look for that, because you're not taking me on Oceania, and I'm really upset.
Maybe I'll try to hijack the Oceania ship and
come
to
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yes, you can dock Pier 10.
I'm the captain now.
And I love you. Aloha,
you
Michael
too.
Patrick Shields.
Aloha.
Ohana is right. All right, we're going to have to wrap up the show. I'm running out of time, and we need to take care of the people who make this show possible. Seriously, I wouldn't be able to do this if we didn't have folks like the Newtown Driving Range. You warm up before you round, or you want to wind down after a hard day at work, you know, go hit some balls. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good food, good golf, good fun. It's got to be in there, that fun part. The Aloha Power Equipment's week-long celebration to work smarter and faster and easier. They've got their riding and walking mowers, their chainsaws, whackers, and a whole lot more. And steel is on sale, up to 25% off. Go check it out. Get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment. They're open Monday through Saturday, so they're open today. And it's right at Ivy Lake. You know, you're at Costco, just bam, right there and next door. And in Waipahu as well. Yes, right along the strip. That's right, along Farrington Highway. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever for self and health and friendship and family. All of those things really important, right? Yeah. go golf. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at the Wailea Golf Academy and the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. You know, I can't find you without a sign. You got to put that sign up for us, okay? Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name's Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.